Welcome to Midnight Slumber. I am your host, Zach Miller. Join me as we take a journey through the alternate realities that take place after midnight. This week, our adventurer and his friends find themselves in a sticky situation. Enjoy the story, Back Alley Ice Cream. The bright moon shines its light down on this brown painted town. The buildings, the streets, even the plants are painted brown. Everything in this town is brown. However, there are no people around other than my friends and me. This town is eerily quiet, and I think the paint is the cause of that. It acts like a sound-absorbing material, as our footsteps are completely silent as we walk down this cobblestone road. My friend to my right runs and jumps off a bench, landing back on the road with his boots, and none of us hear a single sound. We are like ninjas. As we continue down this road, trying to find anyone, we see a large, outdated sign lit up by a spotlight. The sign says, 24/7 Handmade Ice Cream. The building has light shining out into the street, and the doors are wide open, ready for people to come in. Walking in, the inside of this building is different. Everything in here is all white, except for the clear buckets, which are filled with tons of different flavors and colors of ice cream. A large, heavy-set man with dragon tattoos towers over the stand in front of us. The big man leans forward and asks if he can help us. My friend, dressed in a business suit, says he would like to try the Rocky Road ice cream. I am amazed at the large ice cream man's size, as his head is just inches from the top of the ceiling. None of us are short, but he makes us feel small, like children. The man straightens up, causing the roof to bow upward, and he points to a door behind him, to our right. We make our way around the counter and push the door open. Red light floods into the room as we step into what looks like a back alley. There are some neon signs that all merge together, leading into a tattoo parlor. The parlor has a heavy black metal door that is swung open. Inside is a thin man wearing a black and gold ninja suit that says he has been waiting for me. We step into the yellow-lit room, and he spins his black leather chair around. He politely motions for me to take a seat. I ponder what to do, but my friends assure me it will be okay. I hesitantly take a seat, and the chair is very comfortable. The man lifts my right sleeve and begins touching up my previous set of tattoos. As the man works away, my friends say they are going to step out and explore for a bit. Watching them walk off back into the red light, I wonder if I am doing the right thing by not going with them. After a few long moments of him buzzing away, he starts to add onto my arm. I try to pull my arm away, but can't. He is holding it like a vice grip. I ask him what he's doing, and he says I need this. He tells me to stay still so it can be done faster, as my friends are in danger. I stop struggling, wondering what he means by they are in danger. It only takes him about 30 seconds to finish the addition, but he has completely tattooed my entire right arm. My arm is now covered in intricate gold detail. The design is a mix of dragon scales and skulls. As I admire what he has done, he steps away into his back room. The man returns holding a black outfit in his hands. He tells me this is for me. I must put it on now. I grab the garments and unfold them, revealing a ninja outfit. I do as the man says, stripping down and putting the outfit on, which is a perfect fit. The outfit is very light, but I can tell it's made of strong, durable materials. The man points for me to go, and I head out, thanking him. Stepping back into the alleyway, I see that the door to the ice cream shop is closed, so I head in the other direction. I can tell my friends went this way, as I can see their footprints in the brown paint. I stop to look back at mine, but my outfit keeps me from making any impressions on the ground. Off in the distance, I hear a scream. I rush forward as it sounds like one of my friends. Up ahead is a brick wall that has fallen. I take cover behind it and slowly peer over. What I see startles me. Both my friends are strapped down on some chairs with a bright blue light pointed down at them. Circling them are two men with machetes, asking them questions. I am too far away to hear what they are saying, but I know my friends are not answering them. I slowly climb the wall to get a better view, and the suit makes it extremely easy. With almost no effort, I climb this 30-foot wall without making a sound. I perch myself on top of it and now have an excellent overview of the landscape. The room they are in is 100 by 100 yards wide. A few pillars are scattered about, and two more guards with assault rifles are spread further out. I know I need to take out the two guards on the outskirts, but I can't be seen, otherwise we are all dead. I grab one of the bricks off the wall and break it in two. I put both pieces inside my wardrobe and jump to one of the pillars. Thanks to this outfit, I land quietly and stick to the pillar like a tree frog. The first guard is right under me. I pull out one of the pieces and jump down. As I fall, I slam the brick against the man's head, knocking him out. I drag him behind the pillar where his men can't see him. I leave his gun as I can't risk shooting anyone, as the men with the machetes have their weapons pressed against my friends. I jump back up, and to my surprise, I clear 30 feet before landing onto the pillar. Knowing that I wasn't even trying that hard, I now know I can jump to the other side of the room, which I do. I land on the wall behind the other guard without making a sound. I do the same as the last guard, knocking this one out and hiding his body. I crawl up the wall till I am just about head height and grab both pieces of the brick. I throw them as hard and fast as I can. The bricks sail through the air and slam into the machete men, knocking them out. I jump over to my friends and free them. They both get up and tell me to run, that these men were sent to try and find me. As they say that, a giant snake-like figure emerges from the shadows behind me and strikes at us. We dodge its attack and race off as this snake blocks our path to the guns. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode. Please leave a comment and check out our social media on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. We would love to hear your thoughts of tonight's episode. I'm your host, Zach Miller, and thanks for listening. Have a good midnight slumber.